If you or someone you know is in need of some extra warmth during the upcoming cold snap, the Bryan College Station Salvation Army is offering coats and heaters to those in need. Lieutenant Tim Israel says these items are not just for the homeless in our area.
We don't want anybody going without during this time, especially with the weather that's coming and risking getting sick or something worse. So please, if you're in need, come by and see us, and we'd love to get you what you need so you can get through these next few days.
Israel says donations of warm blankets, used coats, or new heaters are also being accepted.
Even if you just want to make a donation towards the heaters, we can purchase those and get those to individuals in need.
The Salvation Army is located at 2506 Cabot Avenue in Bryan. You can also find more information at salvationarmybcs.org.
Record-breaking electric consumption is expected in Texas due to the latest winter weather. If that results in power outages, BTU's Executive Director of Business and Customer Operations, David Worley, asked customers to turn off furnaces and other devices that draw a lot of electricity. Then after service is restored, wait 20 minutes before turning back on furnaces and those other devices.
Because often what happens when we try to pick the load back up and start turning circuits back on, most people have not thought to do that. And so it starts blowing fuses, and it takes a lot more time for us to restore power. Leave a couple of light bulbs on so that you know when the power comes back, and then, you know, kind of slowly turn your stuff back on. That really helps us.
Worley says because of smart meters, BTU customers do not have to report outages.
The City of College Station has two online features containing suggestions to deal with the cold weather.
One is a blog post from Jennifer Nations that really provides some good tips about protecting your pipes and irrigation systems.
Communications Director Jay Sokol also invites listeners to go to the city's website, cstx.gov, for tips on portable heater safety, how to spot hypothermia, and when city employees are mobilized to address emergencies.
One of the two questions about the rolling blackouts that we're getting from WTAW listeners is, when will the rolling blackouts end? ERCOT, the operator of the state's electric grid that ordered the blackouts, projects they'll last throughout the evening and into tomorrow. ERCOT also reported as of 4 p.m. that restoration efforts are underway to return power to serve 500,000 households. The other question is, why has my neighborhood had multiple outages and others have had no outages? BTU General Manager Gary Miller says they're meeting an ERCOT requirement of identifying which feeder lines will not be turned off during rolling blackouts.
25% of our load on those feeders are reserved for last line of defense for ERCOT, so we can't interrupt those feeders.
The same ERCOT rule applies at College Station Utilities, and like BTU, College Station's Director of Electric Utilities Timothy Crabb says there are some critical load feeders that are not turned off.
We have a couple of feeders that are for hospitals or like the police station and that, and those are not on the rolling outage.
As for local power restoration efforts, Crabb says all of CSU's repair crews have been associated with the rolling blackout.
When you turn one off and you turn it back on, if the customer has not turned off his electric heat, especially electric heat, all the electric heat for all of the customers on that feeder comes on at the same time, and it will trip the feeder back off.
Miller says 45 BTU linemen have been joined by 6 crews from private contractors. Most of BTU calls have also been associated with the rolling blackout. Reed Arena at Texas A&M remains a shelter location through tomorrow at noon. During a visit on the Infomaniacs, Texas A&M's Amy Smith says they do not have cots, but they are supplying water, snacks, and blankets. Smith says you can also bring your own supplies.
Bring pillows, bring blankets, you can bring food, snacks, just no alcohol,
yep.
But you're welcome to bring other things.
Parking lots 100 or 102 near the main entrance to Reed Arena. Shelter from the cold also available in Bryan at Twin City Mission on South College. Visitors will have to go through a check-in process and follow CDC guidelines. The Robertson County Sheriff's Office has announced 4 warming centers. In Franklin at the Pridgen Center, visitors can stay overnight if they check in by 6 p.m. Visitors are responsible for their own bedding. Warming stations are also at the Bremont Fire Department and at 2 locations in Hearn, the Teal Center and the Eastside Park Clubhouse. More information about the warming centers and conserving water and the latest list of delays and cancellations are all at WTAW.com.
Brian and College Station's electric providers have issued statements about paying for the additional power customers have used due to the winter storms. BTU and College Station Utilities both charge an electric rate that is determined by the city councils. BTU Executive Director of Business and Customer Operations, David Worley, says their electric rates will not change.
There's absolutely no thought given or reason to change BTU rates at this time.
College Station's Chief Financial Officer, Mary Ellen Leonard, says the City Council will determine future electric rates during annual budget discussions that start this August.
And as far as how we are handling the additional costs associated with supplying the electric water and wastewater to the citizens during this winter storm, right now the city is going to exhaust all available avenues and resources that we have before considering any rate increase.
Leonard and Worley both say that CSU and BTU customers can expect to pay more for the electricity they use during the winter storms. College Station water customers conserved enough water after last week's storms that the city was able to share.
We were able to provide water to the city of Bryan through an interconnect. So that not only helped their system, but also allowed them to transmit some of that water to Wellburn and to Wixom Valley. And we did a similar interconnect transfer of water to A&M earlier in the day Thursday to help them out.
Communications Director Jay Sokol made the announcement on our show. Low water pressure continues for customers of the Wixom Creek Special Utility District. The latest online notice reports towers and distribution lines are slow in filling due to the busted pipes and leaks. The Wellburn SUD website notes no pressure issues, and over the weekend, a boil notice was removed for its customers. Room had to be made yesterday at the parking lot of the Brazos Valley Food Bank for special vehicles.
We have two different Black Hawk helicopters showing up at the request of Texas Department of Emergency Management.
Food Bank Director Teresa Mingapura said this was in response to the request they made during last week's winter storms.
Canned goods are not available, but MREs are. So they've got two helicopters coming with four pallets of MREs.
The MREs will be distributed from Food Bank storage sites.
Blinn College trustees give administrators emergency powers related to damage from last week's winter storm. Board of Trustees Chairman Charles Mosier of Brenham quoted a popular meme to end yesterday's emergency meeting.
2020 was a year from hell with the COVID and so forth. And they said year 2021 is the year that hell freezes over.
On the Bryan campus, water damage in two buildings that resulted in relocating the health center, disability services, and five classrooms. At the Rellis campus, no damage to Blinn Schwartz building or the Ag and Workforce building that Blinn shares with the A&M system. At the Brenham campus, there was enough damage to the historic old main building that will be closed for at least 5 months. Monetary loss will be the $25,000 deductible on Blinn's insurance coverage.
During a time when most hotels are struggling due to the pandemic, last week's winter storms presented a different challenge.
This unforeseen weather that brought on an unforeseen heightened demand literally overnight for hotel rooms.
Local hotelier Hunter Goodwin says several calls were from people with health concerns who had lost power and or water. Goodwin was asked about the Red Cross not being able to partner with hotels due to the lack of backup generators.
A lot of the hotels, some of ours, have backup generators, but they are only designed to run your critical life safety items, for example, your elevators.
Goodwin says the storm has triggered a deep dive into what hotels can do better, and they will review everything that happened last week. Texas property owners with enough damage from the winter storm may qualify for a temporary property value exemption. Mark Price, the chief appraiser of the Brazos Central Appraisal District in Bryan, says the damage has to be at least 15% of the current property value.
For example, if your house, say, was damaged and it's valued at $200,000, then you would have to have $30,000 worth of damage to qualify under this.
Price says taxing units no longer have authority to block the exemption.
That law changed during the last legislative session to where it's mandatory. If you qualify, then you get the reduction off your property.
The application deadline is May 28th. Price says one form of proof that can be submitted is your insurance claim.
The source of electricity for Navasota Valley, Mid-South Synergy, and 15 other cooperatives says it cannot and will not pay ERCOT's excessively high invoices from last month's winter storm. That led Waco-based Brazos Electric to file for voluntary bankruptcy protection. Brazos Electric's general manager stated in a news release that we expect this court-supervised process will provide us with the protections and mechanism to protect and preserve our assets and operations and satisfy obligations to our creditors. Bryan ISD school board members approved moving ahead with repairs at three campuses from last month's winter storm. Insurance will cover the more than $331,000 to replace the gym floor at Stephen F. Austin Middle School, the heating air conditioning system at Jones Elementary, and the boiler at the former Milam Elementary. Insurance will reimburse the district. Today's meeting began with recognizing maintenance workers are going above and beyond before, during, and after the winter storm.
These guys, I would venture to say, saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably in the millions, if they had not done what they did to prevent the catastrophic things that we're seeing that have happened in other school districts.
Chief of Staff Ginger Carabine said no one anticipated the rolling blackouts.
Dr. Whitbeck and I actually both went to Houston Elementary. That's the only campus that we had to switch to virtual learning for a couple of days. And I'm telling you, when I got in there and talked to Impact Fire and some of those gentlemen that were working on it, when they told me that there were icicles hanging from the sprinkler heads and a sheet of ice on the kitchen floor, that all tells you how cold it was in those buildings.
Carabine described the maintenance department's actions as heroic and Herculean.